You're holding Daf Chesam Aleph in the middle of this Braisa that says the difference that a Dag Tome Yish Mashritz, it produces the fish inside, Dag Torah's Mata Beitzim lays eggs, Kol HaMoylid, whoever gives birth, Meinik, that nurses, Kol HaMata Beitzim, whoever just lays eggs, his Mlaka has to collect his food for the youngs, Chutz Miatlif, excluding a bat, Shafra Pish Mata Beitzim, even though it lays eggs, Meinik, a bat is nurses, his kid. The Nadav Chesam Aleph, we have dolphin. That's the dolphin. Is porn v'rovim kibin yodim? They give birth like people. Rashi says, "Look, a dolphin is porn v'rovim kibin yodim." Rashi's gira says, "Mibin yodim," meaning shim ba'odim aleim. Misaberes amenu, if a man would live with a dolphin, she'd become pregnant. Smur says, "My dolphin. What is this dolphin?" Amar Rav Yehuda, "Bnei yoma." It's called Bnei Yoma, like the person of the ocean. Rashi says it means Bnei Yoma, Dogim Bayom, the fish in the ocean, Shechetzi and Tzuras Sodom, half of it looks like a person, Shechetzi and Tzuras Dog, half of it looks like a fish. That's what Rashi learns throughout Bnei Yoma. So this type of a fish could live with a person. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shebeitzov Mibachutz Molet. Any Zohar that has its Beitzim, its testicles outside, so it's moilid, meaning it has an uber inside it. Like Rashi says, it means kugoyin. Kol shebeitzei hazoch kugoyin chayu behemim bachutz. The testicles are outside. So then moilid uber mamish. If mamish gets pregnant, the female becomes pregnant and has the baby inside. For kol shebimifnim. Anytime when the testicles are inside, anytime the zochor, the male's beitzim are inside, then matzah beitzim. The only leg eggs. Then the female only lays eggs. So Moritz Kosh, any it's not that way. I Roma Shmuel said, Avos, the Avos Bar, his geese and the wild geese, are Klayim Zeb Zeb, they're not allowed to live together. They have an Issa Klayim. Rashi says, Avos is a Yishuv, a domestic a goose. The Avos Shabar, there's Klayim Lavila, Fi Shein, Aschorim, Doim, they're not alike, the two males. The Zeb Beitzim Vachutz, the Zeb Beitzim Mifnim, one of them has the testicles outside, one has it inside. The Avinabo, he asked the question, my time, what's the reason, why is it called Klayim? Some Rabbi Yabaya said that Zeh Beitzim Ibachutz, the Zeh Beitzim Ibachnim, one has it outside, one has it inside. And we know that Tavaya, both of these two types of goose, is Matilei Beitzim, they both leg eggs, they don't become pregnant inside. So how could you say anybody has its Beitzim outside? Is Merlid, here we say by these goose, even though the Beitzim are outside, still it's only Matilei Beitzim. So most of the clause like this rather. Anytime the aver is just outside, molid, then it becomes pregnant. Mibifnim, let's say the zachrus, let's say the aver is inside, then matobetim, then it only lays eggs. Rashi says zachrus means hagid. The avos bar zachrus mibifnim, both of them have them inside, so therefore they only lay eggs. Now the Gemara says, Kol shatash mishu b'yom, any type of a min, that usually they live together by daytime, so then yogad b'yom, they'll give birth by daytime also. What's going to be balayla, a type of a min, that usually they live together, the male and female, by nighttime, is yogad balayla, you should know, they'll give birth also by nighttime. Kol shatash mishu, like people, like b'nai yodam, Kol shetash misho deim b'yoyim b'yoyim b'yoyim, it's possible to live together both by day and by night. The locker is then that yoyled b'yoyim 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 b'yoyim, that give birth either by day or by night. Now it explains. Tash misho b'yoyim, what's called something that's tash misho is only by daytime. Yoyled b'yoyim, that's tanagol, a chicken. The chickens only live together by daytime, so they only lay eggs by daytime. Balaylo, Yulud Balaylo, what's something that has Tashmish at night time, they'll give birth at night time also? That's Atlif, that's the bat. Tashmisho, what's called live together, Bain Biyam Bain Balaylo, is Yulud Bain Biyam Bain Balaylo, that's Adam. The Chododomile, anything like an Adam. Smor says, the Mainaf Kamina, what's the difference when they give birth? Likir Rav Mori, Breda Rav Kana, like the Mori Breda Rav Kana says. The Yom Rav Mori, Breda Rav Kana, Bodak Pekina Shatanagolim, let's say somebody went to check out the nest of the chickens, Tanagolim. Me Erev Yomtev, Le Motzah Babet, they didn't find any eggs in the nest. Ulamacha, the next day, on Yom Tov itself, Hishkam gets up early in the morning, Ulamotzav abeitz, and he finds an egg there. So the question is, well, if this egg legged on Yom Tov, it should be Muksa, or was it laid on Erev Yom Tov? Rashi says, Ulamacha Hishkam kaidim yom, he gets up early in the morning before daybreak. Ulamotzav abeitz, so Lachri the Gemara says, Muteras Pachila, you're allowed to eat this egg, Muteras Pachila be Yom Tov. Why? Because since we know it only gives, only lay eggs at daytime, so you're here early in the morning before daybreak. So for sure it was not laid the last night, but rather was laid the day before of Yom Tov. And just she didn't find it. Ema lebotik yofa. That we have to say he didn't check well yesterday, and for sure it was there yesterday. So because of this klal, that kol shatashmish b'yoyim is yolid b'yoyim, therefore the egg becomes mutatit. But otherwise, it would have a bechesha. Maybe it was laid last night, and laid muksi, he couldn't use it on Yom Tov. So we ask the question, how could you say this? The person checked it out very well, so he saw for sure it wasn't there yesterday. So, how could you tell me now that this egg was there yesterday? So his aim would rather say like this. Aim, I'll tell you that Yotzitzor Rubai, the pshat is yesterday, there of Yom Tov, it laid, Rav of the egg came out already. It was called an Olad. V'chozer, it went back in, v'chozer, heavy. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan Shita. The Yom of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Deitza Shiyotasa Ruba on the Erev Yom Tov. An egg that majority of it was laid on Erev Yom Tov. Most of it came out of the chicken already. The Chosru, and then it went back again on Erev Yom Tov. Materas Lech Levi Yom Tov, even though it comes out now on Yom Tov by night, still you'll not eat it. That's not called the Melod on Yom Tov. It's called when it was here from before Yom Tov. Therefore, it's Mutav Achila. That's the way we say this because of this cloud that since the time of Gerlin have Tashmishi B'yayim, for sure they gave birth B'yayim. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shetashmishoi V'yivurei Shov, any type of a min, that they live together the same way, and also the length of the pregnancy is the same length, like Rashi says, means Kol Shetashmishoi V'yivurei Shov, they're going Kesev V'yayz, a lamb and a goat. Sheshneim, both of them live together, ponim keneged erev, their face facing the other one's neck. V'yemei burei shava, they both have the length of pregnancy. Sheshoin chemish chadashim, it's 5 months, and then they give birth. If so, the lacher is, yodim umagadlim zemizeh, they could become pregnant one from another, and one min can nurse the other one, like a goat could nurse a baby lamb. That's called umagadlim zemizeh. Now, hakol mishamshim ponim keneged erev. Now, all animals live together upon him, their face, keneged erev, opposite the neck of the female. In other words, the male's face, like, is against the back of the female. Chutz mishlosh, excluding three, shem mishamshim ponim keneged ponim, they live together, face, opposite face. V'yelohein, these are the three, dag, fish, v'yodom, and people, v'nochash, and a snake. Whereas the Maishnani plus Hakam, these three are different. Since the Kodesh Baruch spoke with them, therefore they live together also. Dugma lezer ponim el pon, face towards face. Ponim we learned gomul ochor kineged ochor. So it's back to back. That's the way they live together. Tana Rabban learn like this. Tana Golis learn like this. That a hen Tana Golis liyesum yechud yoyim. It could lay an egg after 21 days. Bilon luz, and the opposite, something like this, of a is the almond tree among trees. So as she says, it means it has like flowers and they give off seeds. So mishas procha, from the time of the flowers, ashas gemar till the end of its peris, it also takes shnayim yesim yom, 22 days. And the Gius Navam says should be shnayim echad, is 21 days. So that's a time ago, a hen is the same thing as this luz. Now, kelev lechamishim yom. A kelev gives birth after 50 days. After it's pregnant for 50 days, it gives birth. Okineg de bilon tina. And just like a gala tree, that's a fig tree also. That from the time it blossoms until it gives off its pre is 50 days. Now, chosol a cat lechamishim shnayim, 52 days. It's chosol yom. Okineg de bilon by a tree, it's tus. The berries also produce after its blossoms 52 days. Chazir, a pig, le shishim yom, 60 days. After 60 days, a pig gives birth. Keneg dibilu tapuach, Opposite this is an apple tree. Also, that after 60 days that the flower blossom, it gives off the apple. Shu'ol, a fox, the chol mini shrotzim, all type of shrotzim, reptiles, or shish chadoshim. They hold to give birth after 6 months being pregnant. Oknegdim bilim, opposite of the tree, tfua. The opposite of this is wheat. The wheat also takes 6 months. Pehei madaka, a small animal, that's like sheep and a goats, is pehei madaka, tohiro lechamish chadoshim. It takes 5 months. Oknegdim bilim, opposite of the tree, gefen is divine. The grapes also take 5 months for it to become tree, to come ripe. What's going to be behe magasa, a large animal, let's say like cows, oxes, is temeya. Behe magasa temeya. You have behe magasa temeya, tamadika one. The shnei masra takes 12 months. Or connect the bilon dekel. Opposite is the palm tree that takes 12 months to have its fruits. What about a behe magasa tera? That means that's like a cow or an ox. The Tisha Kadoshim, that gives birth after 9 months. Okneg the Bilon, Zayas, and opposite is a tree, is the olive tree. It also gives birth, it gives off its fruit after 9 months. Now, Hazaev, the wolf, the Hari, the lion, the Hadoiv, and the bear, the Hanemer, and the leopard, the Habardlis, the Bardlis, the Hapil, and the elephant, the Akuf, and the monkey, the Hakifuf, that's a long-tailed ape, Sholoshonim. They first give birth after 3 years. Oknegdim bilon b'nei suach. And by this is a tree, is the white fig tree. It also takes 3 years to give off its fruit. Afor, what type of an animal? Afor l'shiv mshona. That gives off after 70 years. Oknegdim bilon charuf. Opposite to this tree is the boxer tree. That also takes 70 years. Now, that though we said this charuv, this boxer tree, takes 70 years, it means like this. Mishas netiyosa, from the time you planted it, achas gemar peros, until the peros are finally finished, that takes shiv mishana 70 years. But the yimei bura, like once the flower starts to blossom, until it gives off the pre, that's sholoshan, that only takes 3 years. Now, nochis l'shevashanim, a serpent that gives birth after 7 years. L'yoysu rosho l'metzinu chava. So the rosho to the snake, to the serpent, there's nothing, no tree like it. V'yesham, some say, no, yes, mechusim. So Rashi is also a type of a white fig tree. That maybe also takes 7 years to have its pears. Now the Gemara says, minu anemili, how do we know all this? Rashi says, the nochesh yibur shemashon. How do we know that the nochesh takes 7 years to have a kid? Omer Rav Yudom Arav. Rav Yudom Arav says, Umato bo mishum de Rav Yishuv ben Chanina. Shnem the pasuk says, Orurato mikol abeim, you should be cursed from all animals. But mikol chayif hasode. So, the question is again, in mi behemah niskakla, if the nochesh was cursed more than the behemah, mi chayi lekoshchei, for sure it's cursed, and the chayi is also simple. And the learner comes to teach us, kishem shin niskakla ha behemah mi chayom, just like the behemah had a klolo over the chayi. Echot l'shiva, 1/7. Olmaini, what is this? Chamor mechosol, the donkey. From the cat, is kach miskalkul hu mi behema. Achas l'sheva. Also, he's cursed more than the animal, more than the behema, 7 times. Devil is shev shani. Therefore, he becomes to be 7 years. So Rashi says, that a chamor mechosol, shebishono, Yes, Zayin Pomim Nun Beis. In 1 year, you have 7 times 52. So therefore, Kach Meskalkulu, the same way Nochosh was cursed more than the Behemoth, going to Behemoth Gasa Timea. Echol Meshiva, the Behemoth Timea Gasa, takes the Yudbeis Chodesh we had. Therefore, the longest animal takes a year. So the Nochosh was cursed 7 times that, for him it takes 7 years. The verse of the Eimer, why don't I say, Keshem shin is kalkul a chayi me behemo, achat l'shalishonim, just like a chayi was cursed more than a chayi was cursed more than a behemo 3 years, or my knee, what is that, a ri me chamor, the ari over the chamor, a lion over a donkey, that a chamor, it takes 1 year to give birth. Because here the klal of Eistes is how long it has to stay with its baby inside. It can't give birth yet. So the chamor has the klala for 1 year. The yari has the klala for 3 years. You see, the yari itself is three times more than the chamor. So let me say the same thing. Kach niskalklu, the same thing, the nochesh, had the klala, mechaya achas, kachlu mechaya. Achas has also got a klala more than the lion, three times more, which is three times three, comes out to be nine. L'shol l'shonim, the hevel l'tesh l'shonim. Maybe you should take the nochash 9 months, 9 years to give birth. Maybe that's his klolo. They'll have to hold the baby inside for 9 months, 9 years. Smur says back, no. Miksiv, does the pasuk say, miksiv,